previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Welcome to spring and a year that is now two-thirds done. That being the case, how have the markets been doing? How have they been affected by the Trump tariff turmoil and much else flowing from Washington and the White House? Well, if we start with the JSE on Friday evening, the all-share index was just beneath flat, ditto the top 40. But year-to-date, the all-share is up 21.1%, the top 40 up very nearly 25%. That is exceptional. And as we've been reporting, precious metals shares, gold, platinum, have been leading the way on higher global prices as investors seek safe havens to protect themselves from Trump. Even factoring in inflation at 3.5%, those are very solid gains. And as I remind you from time to time, the JSE matters, because if you have a pension fund here, it will be linked in many ways to that exchange. Often, however, gains on the JSE are offset by a declining rand. Not this time, though. Courtesy of President Trump, the US dollar is down nearly 13% year-to-date against the euro, 1.17 this morning, and that has certainly helped the rand, up nearly 6.5% against the dollar so far this year, sitting at 17.64 this morning. Not so much against the euro, though, 20.66, sterling 23.86. How do we compare with the main benchmarks? Well, in London on Friday evening, the FTSE 100 was up just under 32% year-to-date. In New York, the Dow up just over 7%, the S&P 500 just under 10%, and the NASDAQ up just over 11%, all of those year-to-date, of course. However, take out the so-called Magnificent Seven, NVIDIA, Microsoft, Meta, and so on, and those numbers could be 3 to 5% lower. Tokyo this morning down 2%, Hong Kong up 2%, Sydney down 0.6%. And as we've been reporting, gold has been one of the year's star performers, up nearly 32% in the last 8 months. Thank you, Mr. Trump. And right now, it's $3,475. Platinum's also come back, up nearly 50% so far this year. Right now, $1,376. And platinum's rise not just down to Trump, but also a shortage of supply. Bitcoin up nearly 14% so far this year, 107,600 or so this morning. And finally, Brent crude oil down just over 8% year-to-date, 67.21 this morning. The oil price, reflective of the broader global economy, its current level says, meh, could be doing better. And that's also down to Trump and his tariffs.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.